48 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. It's primary day in New Hampshire, and the two Republican candidates, Nikki Haley and Donald Trump, are making last-minute pitches.
Each and every one of you is going to cast the most important vote of your entire life.
Independent Elizabeth Harlow says she's opting for Haley.
I think she has a lot of great points as far as education, the military.
Israel's military reporting an explosion killed 21 soldiers in the IDF's single most deadly incident since the war with Hamas began. The BBC's Yoland Nell.
These were 21 reservists, so we're in a location quite close to the Israeli border, near to the Israeli kibbutz of Kisafim, which is one of those locations attacked on the 7th of October.
In San Diego, a powerful storm unleashed intense rain that's triggered widespread flooding across homes and highways. Fire officials report hundreds of rescues. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are fast-tracking a bill to put new abortion restrictions to a binding statewide referendum in April. Maya Sachon is a medical student in Milwaukee. She says political decisions about abortion infringe on medical care.
I want to stay in Wisconsin. I want to help people here. But passing restrictions like this drive physicians and future healthcare providers out of this state.
The bill got a hearing yesterday. Governor Evers has indicated he'll veto it if it passes. President Biden will be back in Wisconsin Thursday. He plans to talk about his administration's efforts to rebuild the nation's infrastructure in Superior. The president's visit comes after Vice President Kamala Harris visited the Waukesha area yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. All snowmobile trails in Wood County will close on Wednesday, January 24th at 8 a.m. With the warmer weather, trail conditions are deteriorating. The Wood County Parks and Forestry Department is also asking that you stay off groomed, multi-use trails to preserve the snow when temperatures are above freezing. They will decide later this week whether Powers Bluff Ski and Tubing Hills will be open this weekend. Mid-State Technical College hosted over 100 high school and middle school students for its second annual Skills USA regional competition last Friday. These students gathered from 11 different school districts to compete in nearly 20 different career and technical education events. Students that placed in the regional competition will advance to the State Leadership and Skills Conference in Madison on April 9th and 10th. Skills USA is a partnership of students, teachers, and industry working together to ensure America has a skilled workforce. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany, talking a little Mother Nature. How's it going, Britt?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing all right.
All right. We're all right. We're all okay. How's the weather looking today, Brittany?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I didn't sleep well because I was hot. It was just, I had the heat on still, and then the temperatures outside were warming, and it was an adjustment. How about you guys?
Brittany, you should learn this real quick about me. I don't sleep. Sleep and I have never gotten along. I don't know what I did, but I did something to the Sandman when I was a kid, and I have never been able to get good with him since. I don't know what happened, but I relate with your sleeping rough. How about you, Melissa?
Yeah, it was warm last night. I noticed that as well.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. I don't like this warmth, though. It's going to bring, I forgot to mention this, fog, right?
Yeah.
The eerie fog is going to start to build in, and it's going to be widespread for a good next few days because our temperatures are spiking. We're at 27 right now, still below freezing.
Which, you know, would be nice if it wasn't 32. January.
Me and my shorts. I'm really glad I went with the shorts today.
Are you wearing
I'm really
shorts
glad.
Today,
yeah,
James?
Yeah, I went with it. Yeah, I thought,
oh,
why
ridiculous.
Not?
Why not? Oh, you better rock the shorts then on Thursday and Friday. Even into Saturday, we're going to be flirting with the 40s. So
nice, nice.
Yes, that is shorts weather for sure. But we're good right now today. We're avoiding all of the drama and bad weather that's happening down in the southern parts of the state. If you are headed south, just keep in mind ice is accumulating off towards Madison, into Milwaukee as well. They're seeing just a wintry mix of rain, freezing rain, which is going to flip to sleet and snow over the next few hours. And that won't kick out of the southern ports of the state until at least 2 to 5 this afternoon. But for us, we're just going to stay cloudy. We're just going to see the fog start to build in as well and warming temperatures. Mm-hmm. We don't see anything move our way until tomorrow afternoon, which I think is going to come first in the form of freezing rain. Then it's going to flip to regular rain, and it'll flip back to some freezing rain as our temperatures go a little bit colder at night. So our icy situation hits tomorrow, but for the southern half of the state, it's right now.
Hmm. Be careful out there, everybody driving around. And if you got things to do tomorrow afternoon, might want to get them done a little early, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. Hmm. Today or tomorrow afternoon, if you can, and then stay home.
Sounds like a good plan. You be safe out there too, Brittany. Thanks so much for the forecast update.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good morning. We will we'll talk with Brittany tomorrow. We're looking forward to hanging out with her. Melissa and I hanging out with you this morning. Thanks so much for joining us. We got good things lined up for you this hour. We're going to kick things off in just a little bit with our birthday and anniversary club. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a lot of fun. A little afterwards, we're going to get into this school that removed bathroom mirrors to stop kids from making TikToks.
I saw that headline, I'm curious to hear about this.
Yeah, I didn't dive too deeply into it too, Melissa. We're going to do that together.
Okay.
And we got four signs you don't actually want that job you applied for. I don't know. That's a different one to me. I'd be curious about that one. That should be interesting. 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick it off with Addison Morin, Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen of 2024.
Nice.
Addison's going to join us. We're going to get to know her a little bit more and her initiatives and what she'll be up to here in central Wisconsin, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. We'll also get into a little bit of entertainment news. The Razzies came out. I want to take a look at those with you, Melissa. I've also got a couple of other fun things in there. One of them involving Billy Joel. Should be cool.
Ooh. All right.
And sometime in the 9 o'clock hour, 10 horrible hygiene habits that are way too common.
Should be fun.
Yeah, it should be quite interesting. I want to make sure we have time, too. There's a hack out there about how to help with a stretched neckline.
Stretched neckline, like your shirts.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And we got a local That Ain't Right story we got to get to. We got all these different things. We got about 5 hours of show to fit into two. We're going to have some fun while we do it.
We can do it.
Yeah, we can do this. We
just
kick off.
Talk really fast.
And we kick off with a healthy baby girl. No. already blew out my throat. Already blew out my voice. A healthy baby girl was born at the side of a New Jersey road with help from police officers in the midst of a winter storm.
Oh, my. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. The Sparta Police Department said Officer Christopher Bada responded to a report of a woman in labor at the side of Route 15 near the city's border with Jefferson. Boda located the vehicle, stopped at the side of the road, and made contact with expecting parents Tyler and Stephanie.
Okay.
Quote, Officer Boda observed the baby's head crowning and proceeded to ensure the umbilical cord was not wrapped around the baby's neck, the department said in the news release. After confirming everything appeared normal, seconds later, Stephanie delivered the baby girl into the Officer Boda's hands.
Yeah, that's a little late to, you can't really do anything else but deliver the baby at that point.
It's go time. Yep, baby's coming one way or another. Mm-hmm. The Sparta First Aid Squad arrived on the scene and took the mother and newborn Millie to the Morrison Medical Center. Boda followed up with the family 2 days later and confirmed mother and baby girl were healthy and doing well.
That's wonderful.
Now, if you don't know, good on you. You haven't listened in the last 20 years, but it's close to home to me. This is this is very akin to not only how I was born, but how my sister was.
Yeah, you Malosh just couldn't wait to get out.
Yeah, we're my poor mother
excited to take on the world.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly how my mother saw it. you're not wrong though. You're not wrong though. you ain't wrong at all. I think my favorite part of the story though is that the officer went and checked up on them like 2 days later. I think that's really cool.
Well, how could you not after an experience like that? There is so much that we ask of our public servants and our police officers. And what they step up and do in moments of crisis like that is just phenomenal. So all the kudos to that officer. And, of course, the mother who was in the midst of delivery in that situation. Wow.
Well said. It is something. I was talking yesterday on Playmakers with Jude, a young man who's a goalie here for our River Kings. And I was joking with him on air, off air. I've known a lot of goalies in my life, and they're all different. Like, goalies are just cut differently. They're just a different breed. You got to be a different type of cat to be a goalie in hockey. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean the different people. You know, different people do different things. Right. It's the same as our public service people. There are certain people who are calm in the storm, run where angels fear to tread, these kind of things. Right. The things we ask of that, how many police officers do you know that have had training in delivering a baby? But we have stories like this all the time. big thank you to all of them and appreciate them. Be safe out there today. Watch out for that London fog.
Right. And so happy for the good outcome.
Yeah, yeah. That's a pretty cool story and a good note by you. A credit to this woman. I can't even begin to, I literally cannot wrap my mind. No man can wrap their mind around or even come to even close to what, I got no comp to that. There's no comparison to that. There's no male equivalent to that or anything. It's just, man, credit to her. Credit to her. I wanted to also get to this other one too, Melissa, with you. An Australian woman wins World Ugliest Lawn competition. World Ugliest Lawn competition.
Lawn. In the world? That seems a little odd.
It's a tough one to be excited about winning, I would imagine.
Well, did they look at every single lawn? I don't think so. I mean, maybe people entered from all over the world.
I'd just like to be the person that got that Guinness record.
That had
task
to travel around and look at them all.
And you're just looking at lawns. You're just looking at bad
sign
lawns.
Sign me up for that gig.
An Australian woman's bandicoot ravaged yard was dubbed the winner of the first ever World's Ugliest Lawn competition. Kathleen Murray of Sandford, Tasmania, was named the winner of the contest, which was organized by the town of Gotland, Sweden. So way over in Sweden, this was nominated.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Gotland started the contest 2 years ago to encourage locals to conserve water amid a near disastrous drought in the town. And this year, the contest went global, with lawns in the United States, Canada, Britain, Germany, France, and Croatia competing for the aesthetic honors. I bring this one up because I do love the intent of this, the idea of this and everything, that we water our lawns too much. We've known this since we were kids in the 80s, Melissa, you know, and this kind of brings a little attention to that.
It does. And lawns are kind of a weird thing. If you dig into the history of why we have lawns, it's tied back to, I believe, the aristocracy in France, right?
Yep.
We all want to be like the royals? Like what?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I get it in some ways, but also, why?
It's a weird thing about, and I'm just talking about America here, where we're a country of individuals. We're a country that really promotes and supports individuality. And at the same time, we do this whole keeping up with the Joneses thing. It's never added up in my brain. You know, I don't know. And I think that I know that what you're talking about there really piggybacks off of that.
Well, and just it would be so nice. I love lawns that are just, you know, a mix of flowers and you've got herbs and you've got vegetables growing. Honestly, the wilder, the better, in my opinion. Yeah. I want a secret garden in every front yard.
Yeah,
that is my dream.
I like that, too. I actually think that it looks better than a quote manicured lawn. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know how. I hope that this kind of is something that becomes more and more of a trend as we go forward.
Well, and we need to not have these. What are they? Where you live in an area where you can only do certain homeowners association?
Yes,
I think they're called.
Yes.
Where
yes.
It's like, you can't have your fence over this tall, and you can't have plants over this big, and
I don't know. That just seems ridiculous to me. It's my lawn. I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah, the whole homeowners association stuff gets a little cringy to me. When's the last time we ever heard of that and they did something that was good? I'm asking rhetorically. I'm not trying to pick
really
on or
asking.
Anything, but I'm genuinely asking the question. Like, call me up, please. Call us up. 715-424-2600. I genuinely like to know the good that they do. And I'm talking about the good that they do for the community, for the neighborhood, not for themselves. Mm-hmm. or for them and two other houses on the block. I'm talking about, like, that actually it does some good. What I do think does good is, like, the, you know, neighborhood watch things and that. That's a completely different thing.
Well, and there should be certain rules and regulations. Like, you can't have six old cars in your backyard in the middle of town. Yeah. That's not great because that promotes other things that aren't great.
I could care less about what somebody wants to paint their house, but if you got six, you know, seven vehicles in your front yard leaking gasoline
and three washers and dryers.
leaking gas into the water into the earth and everything, that just PFAS, for the love of God, people. Aren't we tired of hearing PFAS?
Murray's, why'd you bring it up?
I know. Murray's lawn features sparse patches of yellow grass, shrived plants, and dry divots caused by local bandicoots. Quote, the bandicoots love digging. That's how they find their favorite food. Now my backyard looks like a real-life hungry hippo game.
I love that game.
That's a great game. Great game. We are going to take a time out. We'll come back, do some celebrating with our birthday and anniversary club. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Bases the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Bases the Music will be...
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It is going to be a cloudy day today. Our high right around 32 this afternoon. The wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Could be some frost or a little bit of light patchy freezing drizzle overnight. Our low 28. Tomorrow cloudy with afternoon showers. 35 with some rain, perhaps mixing with a little snow. Tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
It's time to do some celebrating with WFHR's birthday and anniversary club. Melissa and James here to do some celebrating with you and all of our great listeners out there. Thanks so much, everybody, for getting us some names for our birthday and anniversary club. With a little side note, be on the lookout because we have a sponsor for this segment.
Yeah, it's coming. We'll be announcing that soon.
Yeah, I cannot wait. It's going to be so exciting. Looking forward to a new teammate of ours joining us very soon about this. While we're waiting, go ahead and keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. You can win some cool stuff at the beginning of next month.
We need to still keep collecting those qualifiers.
Get them to us by sending them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can reach out to any of our staff that way. You can go ahead and direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. Go ahead and type into your search bar, WFHR and WIRI.
Mm-hmm. And we're right there on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And you can call up and join the conversation anytime.
Yes, you can. 715-424-2600.
Appreciate you calling up and joining the conversation. Hit us up, everybody. Let's go ahead and take a look. And Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
Ooh, I'm going to go 3.
There we go. All right. Got ourselves some our qualifiers, so we dive right in. Wish happy birthday first to Mark Sanders.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to Corey Gavinsky.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Many of you have seen Corey on the WRCT stage or maybe worked with her over there. Corey's put a lot in this community. We appreciate Corey. Have a great day, Corey.
Have a great birthday.
And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Janet Meadow.
Oh, happy birthday, Janet.
Janet, wishing you the greatest of days. Hope it's a good one for you and you're a qualifier.
Congratulations.
Thanks, everybody who got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. We want more and more. Get them to us. Let's take a look at our celebrity list. Let's see. Josh Thompson is 46. Country singer, whose biggest hits are Way Out There and Cold Beer With Your Name On It, and a Wisconsinite.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Josh is from Cedarburg.
Oh, cool. Hmm.
Tiffany Thiessen is 50. Wow.
Tiffany Thiessen.
Many remember her from Saved by the Bell, Beverly Hills 90210, White Collar. She's on the Netflix show Alexa and Katie.
Oh, yeah, I remember her vaguely.
One of my favorite TV actors of all time, Ariska Haggerty, is 60 today. Lieutenant Olivia Benson on the Law & Order Special Victims Unit. Her mom was Jane Mansfield. Ariska and her brothers were in the back seat of the car accident that took Mansfield's life in 67. Ariska was only 3 years old. She is an interesting actor to me and an interesting character in many ways. One, there's nobody who watches Law & Order SVU and doesn't come out of it saying she's amazing. You know, she is such a good actor. I know people that watch every episode, people that have watched one. They all remember her from it, and like Christopher Maloney. But she doesn't do much else. She doesn't really do things outside of that role and character. She was trying to for a very long time and just couldn't get a break. And then when she finally did, after the show had already premiered, she was kind of typecasted. And she just kind of decided that, you know, hey, I'm good. I don't need to go down this route. I don't need to go through all of this process just to do something I'm already doing that I love, which is, you know, SVU.
Right. Well, she also makes $540,000 per episode. So,
yeah, makes it a lot easier to not have to audition as much.
Yeah, to not have to, you know, like push harder.
Yeah, yeah. She's a great director as well. She's directed a couple of episodes on there. Really big fan of hers. Princess Caroline of Monaco is 67. Grace Kelly and Prince Rainier's daughter. Richard Finch is 70, co-founder of KC and the Sunshine Band. Get down tonight. It's the way I like it. Shake your booty. And
a lot of party
man.
Songs there.
Yeah, a lot of them. The great, the wonderful Illinois Midwest Zone, Robin Zander is 71 today. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer with Cheap Trick.
Ah, yes.
The Flame, Don't Be Cruel, I Want You to Want Me, and is a very nice man. He's a very, very
really?
Nice. Yes, yes. I was very nervous to introduce him and that band, and he couldn't have been nicer to me. Couldn't have been. I could not have seemed like I knew what I was doing. There's no way I seemed like I was in control of the moment or anything. But they were so nice to me. I just felt calm and walked up there and just, you know, was up there for a minute or two, and then we did our thing.
There you go.
He's a good guy. One of my dad's favorite frontmen. Really talks highly of Robin Zander in person. Him and a bunch of his buddies used to run up to Wisconsin to see Cheap Trick all the time. And he talks about how long before they had like fireworks and all these different, you know, things on stage, he was he could really carry the crowd, carry the show.
Mm-hmm. Just with his own charisma.
Mm-hmm. Chelsea Sullenberger is 73. Sully.
Kelsey Sully. Oh.
Yeah. He saved 154 lives with an emergency landing on the Hudson River in 2009 when his plane hit a flock of geese. Yeah. Tom Hanks played him in the 2016 movie Sully. It's a heck of a moment in American history, that moment. I don't think it's one of those ones that's, you know, in the top 1,000 or anything like that. We've got a long history in our country, but it was a moment, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, and he's a retired fighter pilot, diplomat, and obviously airline pilot.
Mm-hmm. Richard Dean Anderson is 74, the original MacGyver and Jack O'Neill on Stargate SG-1.
My favorite.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you might like this one.
I really enjoy his acting.
He's good. No, he's had a nice career, Richard Dean Anderson. My Aunt Pat loved MacGyver, loved that show, and loved him. There's actually a great bit on The Simpsons with Marge's sisters being in love with MacGyver. And it was a running gag for a long time. And then there's an episode where Richard Dean Anderson's actually on The Simpsons. I'm not MacGyver. I'm not really MacGyver. And it's a great moment. It was a great moment. He did a great job. Gil Gerard is 81. Buck Rogers in the 25th century. Mm-hmm. Cheetah Rivera is 91. She did West Side Story in Chicago. She was the first Hispanic woman to receive a Kennedy Center's honor. Incredible actress. Incredible.
Yeah, wonderful dancer, too.
Yes. And some people no longer with us, like Anita Pointer, born in this day in 1948, the Pointer sisters.
Oh, yeah.
I'm So Excited, Automatic, He's So Shy, Neuron Dance, Neutron Dance.
More party songs.
Mm-hmm. And Rucker Hauer, born on this day in 1944, passed away in 2019. The Hitcher, Blind Fury, Hobo and the Shotgun, Blade Runner, of course. Batman Begins. Rucker Hauer, fantastic actor, way better than average, and did a great job in many roles where he was asked to be kind of the number two or number three in the scene, and did a great job of that. Balancing with another actor, but the ending of Blade Runner. And his delivery of that line is one of the greatest endings of any movie of all time. And it's all because Harrison Ford does a great job with it and everything, but it's all about Rucker Hauer and his timing and his patience with that line. So many actors would speed it up. So many actors would take too dang long for it. Rucker Hauer, perfectly timed. It's so beautifully done. It takes a silly kind of sci-fi movie, and I think that particular scene turned that movie into a cult classic.
Which I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Which surprises no one.
No, but if you get a chance, looking up the last scene in Blade Runner, I think you'd enjoy it. Especially if you're never going to see the movie, because it doesn't matter if you see the ending.
Just that scene.
Yeah. One more time, we want to wish happy birthdays to Mark Sanders.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Corey Gavinsky.
Happy birthday, Corey.
And our qualifier, Janet Meadow.
Happy birthday, Janet.
Enjoy your day, everybody. Hope it's a great one. And everybody else celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. We wish you the best of days. Enjoy. Hope it's a good one for you. We get to our state and local news now. Melissa and I will be back, and we're going to talk about the school that got rid of the mirrors for because of TikTok videos and stuff.
Oh, good,
I don't know.
Good. Yes.
Find out more about that when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Chippewa Valley is reeling from the announcement that HSHS Healthcare System is closing two hospitals by April 21st, Sacred Heart in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Prevea Health will also close all of its locations around western Wisconsin. In all, about 1,400 people will lose their jobs. A new study says more people in the U.S. graduated from college between 2010 and 2020 and increased their earnings by $14 trillion. People are doing better across society, but some racial groups still lag.
What we have here is a race in which everybody is running faster, but no group is really changing their position in the race.
Tony Carnevale heads the Georgetown University Center that did the study. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. January is National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Brenda Bayer is an anti-human trafficking advocate with the women's community in Wausau.
It's taking away somebody's choice or ability to choose to participate in sex work or in producing a good or a service for someone else.
She said many times victims do not realize they're being trafficked, especially if the person committing the crime is a family member.
30% to 40% of victims that were coming in contact with human trafficking are trafficked by somebody in their family.
It can be very difficult to recognize when someone is being trafficked. Bayer said being alert to changes in behavior and demeanor, or if someone stops attending functions that used to be important to them, they may be a victim. Don't hesitate to seek help. You can call the 24/7 confidential hotline at 888-665-1234. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Bucks beat the Pistons again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee beat the Pistons in Detroit for the second time, 122-113, part of a two-game series. Chris Middleton with 26 points, surpassing the big dog Glenn Robinson as the third highest career scorer in Bucks history. He also had a few words with his teammates late in the game.
Just to take away confusion, that's all it was. So, guys make their calls, stay with it. We all honor the call of what's being said out there. That's the only way we beat one team and we stay on the same page. That's all that was about.
The Bucks returned to Pfizer for Wednesday night with the start of a two-night stand against the Cleveland Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers continue meetings following their season-ending loss to the 49ers. I asked Preston Smith what he told the younger players that they need to be thinking about next.
You know, we got to have a championship offseason. We got to focus on things that we can improve on and come out there and make sure that our weaknesses are our strengths now and that we improve on the things we're good at.
That's Packers linebacker Preston Smith. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you ever jumped in an ice-cold lake for a good cause? It's Polar Plunge fundraising time for Special Olympics Wisconsin. 8 locations with the first February 3rd in Wisconsin Rapids. It helps support the Special Olympics Winter Games in Wausau the following weekend.
Our Winter State Games include the sports of cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, snowboarding, and snowshoeing.
Ashley Hansen is with Special Olympics and says the plunge also supports fair health care for their athletes.
Offering the training to medical staff is really important to make sure that people with intellectual disabilities are receiving the same care that you or I would.
Find information for the Plunge, Winter Games, and more at SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
It is going to be a cloudy day today. Our high right around 32 this afternoon. The wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Could be some frost or a little bit of light patchy freezing drizzle overnight. Our low 28. Tomorrow cloudy with afternoon showers. 35 with some rain, perhaps mixing with a little snow. Tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Got the fog time blues, not the summertime blues today. It's not the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, what's with all these summer... Seth, what's I know. With the summer songs?
Just taunting us. Just
he is. Although we are going to have summer-like temps this week and weekend, so
yeah.
I suppose.
Take it. We'll take it. A school in North Carolina just had to take drastic action to stop kids from spending all day in the bathroom making TikTok videos.
Oh my goodness.
Teachers at Southern Middle School in Graham, North Carolina noticed kids were asking to use the bathroom up to 9 times a day and taking way longer than necessary. For those curious, Graham is halfway between Greensboro and Raleigh-Durham.
Okay.
So administrators fixed the problem by removing the bathroom mirrors. Jeez. They found out kids were using the mirrors to film their videos, so they took them all down and actually worked. Students are already taking fewer bathroom breaks and getting back to class a lot quicker.
That's funny. I mean, it isn't, but it's funny.
Well, there is a decrease in this. There is a huge rise in children having stuff stuck in between their teeth. There's a gigantic rise of that.
James, that's what their cell phones are for. You just turn the camera around and you got a mirror instantly.
There you go. One parent on Facebook said that maybe they should put the mirrors back up and ban phones instead. But another parent clarified that phones aren't allowed out during school. Kids just can't seem to follow that rule.
So the rule's already in place.
Yeah.
It's just not working.
It does seem like that they, you know, I you've worked in this industry a lot more than I have, Melissa. I just as a person who's worked a little bit with adult kids, and by that I mean actors. I deal with a tiny bit of this, tiny bit. I can't imagine what it's like though working in the education world and you know the struggles that you've got, the different things that you're dealing with that I don't know. Most of us never dealt with in school. We're in school. They worried about us smoking in the bathroom. That was what they worried about. And, okay, is there smoke coming out of there? All right, they're messing around in there. You know, if there's not, okay, things seem cool. Like the list of things to worry about didn't seem as deep.
Well, and it's such an explosion too of kids having phones and now having phones at younger and younger ages. I mean, my nieces have phones and they're okay. Well, I they're not listening. So if I get their ages wrong, it's not the end of the world.
Cool. It's just
I think
between
they're
us.
14 and 12.
Okay.
And that to me blows my mind. Yeah. I didn't have a cell phone until I was 19.
Yeah.
I think. 18 or 19. Granted, the technology has come a very long ways in 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just crazy to me.
I think that that there's a way around this, too, because I understand that a lot of parents nowadays, especially with the things that we have had going on in schools for many, many years, you know, parents wanted to be able to get in touch with their kids at the drop of a hat. Kids being able to reach their parents at the drop of a hat. That's very important. And how you balance that with modern tech. I think I may have a solution. Either get them a beeper or one of the old flip phones.
A beeper or flip phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I mean, they could still
so
contact.
It's a phone line, but there's no necessarily connection to the internet.
Yeah, there's no TalkTics on there, no Gram Instas, no book faces and all that. I don't know. I mean, it's something that if my kids were young, heck, my kids are in their 20s and I kind of want to do that. They already have phones.
Well, they do have phones where it can only call certain numbers. And that there's no internet connection or you can disable it. So, I mean, there are methods to put the protections that you want to have for your kids. And I agree with you. I understand that in today's day and age with the technology that we have, parents want that connection with their kids. Like you said, then that's completely valid. But how to deal with that in school is a whole nother animal.
It's not easy. Nobody has a perfect solution. And I hope it's another reminder of how we have to give the education world some grace and some understanding when it comes to not only dealing with our kids, but dealing with us as parents and everything.
Right.
You know?
Right. The expecting that instant connection when we're like, but they're not allowed. Cell phones are not allowed in classrooms, you know, depending on the school. Sometimes it's that way. Mm-hmm. So you can't have an instant connection to your child because their cell phone is in their locker.
Yeah, yeah. Which, if the worst happens, you know, and there is a shooting or something like that, that's where that danger comes in. It doesn't help as much. That's why parents want. I'm skating around this issue and I'm done with it. Parents are worried about school shootings. Like every parent in the world is worried about that. So having your kid having a phone to be able to let you know that they're alive is one of the least things the parents can ask for. And at the same time, it's not asking too much for teachers to not have to deal with cell phones in school when they're trying to teach kids.
So maybe we could tackle the issue of school shootings.
Yeah. Maybe one day we'll be able to talk about guns in this country and not immediately have a billion people come after us. But I guarantee you, by the end of the day today, I will have an email about this. I guarantee you. I will forward it to you.
Okay. Please do.
Here's a classic question for you and many out there. Would you rather make peanuts to be a pizza taste tester, or if you're me, naming candles for a living, or be a $200,000, you know, a year telemarketer? Easy, right? The fun job. You want the, you know, no. There's a new survey out that asked Americans if they would prefer a job they love or a high-paying job. And 66% of people, or about 2 in 3, said they'll pass on the extra money to have a job they enjoyed. Younger adults are more split. 52% of workers under 35 said that they'd pick the job they love over one that they hate with the higher salary.
Yeah, because we talk a lot about quality of life. Mm-hmm. And living a life that's enjoyable versus going to a drudgery of a job just so that you have a ton of money. Then what do you do with that ton of money? You're so depressed and hating life that you can't enjoy the money.
Yeah. There's a similar breakdown when it comes to work-life balance. 63% of Americans would choose a job that fit better in their life over a job that paid more and that required more of their time, energy, and mental bandwidth on any given day. And 72% of Americans say that they define success based on happiness, contentment, and fulfillment over wealth, status, and achievement. If you, the
That's
survey
a change
was,
from, I think, where we were maybe 20, 30 years ago.
Agreed. A huge change from the 80s, at least. And 90s may have gotten better. The odds seem to have worked itself out to this point. But the 80s, it was the me time. It was me this, me that. I've got to have all the, going back to the Joneses, I've got to have more than the Joneses do. And materialism and all that. I think we hit that wall as a consumer country. Because we needed to. We're talking going back to the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. It's all building up to the 80s when it was just all about consumerism. And then we got that kind of through, we went through that and kind of got to where we are now, where I feel like there's a bit of a more of a balance. And we're seeing a lot of younger generations choose life over money. But,
And materialism is taking a bit of a hit too, which I think is great. We don't need all this stuff. Like when I stopped going to Walmart on a regular basis, do you know how much less stuff I had?
Yeah, I bet, because
you walk into a store like that and you, oh, this is on sale. This is on sale. This looks like something I could use. And you end up with all this extra stuff that you didn't need. And I think that our younger generations are realizing that. And some are choosing a more frugal lifestyle just because simplicity is easier.
Yeah. It is a lot easier, but I know that talking to my son, who is a minimalist, and many in his generation have done that, have taken that on, and decided to do that. I like that. I hope it's something that continues, and I wouldn't worry about economics. We're going to do okay. It's not going to kill the economy. We'll be all right. I am curious about, there's no way to figure this one out necessarily, but I am curious to know two things of this. One, the younger people that answered this survey that they choose life over money, when they get to be our age, how many of them stuck to that?
Good question.
And how many people actually believe this? You know, you ask any stranger comes up to you and says, hey, choose life or money. Well, most of us are going to say life. The majority of us are probably going to say that in that situation. But when push comes to shove and your boss is offering you a couple extra hours of overtime, or, you know, you could work that second job because you've got a couple hours free or so, what do? You end up doing it. A lot of us do, I should say. Not all of us, but a lot of us do.
And it's also a question of, does this meet my basic needs? Can I pay my bills? If I don't do this extra, if I don't, take up another shift or pick up another job, and for many of us, there's a fine line there.
Yeah, I would love to have, I get teased all the time about having more of a life. I'll do that as soon as my bills go down. Okay, as soon as those things happen and I can actually, I admit that for a while there, I got kind of crazy and threw myself into my work, but it hasn't been that way for a while. I'm just working now because I have to. And I'm not alone. There's thousands and thousands of people out there in the same situation.
Well, and to have quality of life, not being able to pay your bills and meet your expenses is a huge stressor. Huge stressor.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take the... I know it ain't kosher, but I'll take the extra hours of work and grind to have the mental relief of, okay, all my bills are paid. I don't remember the last time I had a late bill. Like, yeah, I don't have a life, but at the very least, I have that on my, you know, taking care of off my
meeting
plate.
Meeting the obligations.
Yeah. And finding that balance, man, that's not easy for anybody.
No.
If you figured it out, please give us a call. 715-424-2600.
We would love to hear from you.
I'd love to hear it. Give us your notes. We will come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
It is going to be a cloudy day today. Our high right around 32 this afternoon. The wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Could be some frost or a little bit of light patchy freezing drizzle overnight. Our low 28. Tomorrow cloudy with afternoon showers. 35 with some rain, perhaps mixing with a little snow. Tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to get into a couple of fun more topics with you in just a second. But first, let's go ahead and take a call, see what's on our listeners' minds. You're on the show.
Hi. So can we get back to where you left off? Because I love that you ended on the, you know, the pay isn't enough for people to have a good quality of life note. But let's go back to where it started, because it is the responsibility of employers to cater to employees so that we will apply for those jobs. If they're not giving us pay for a quality of life, if they're not giving us an environment in which we can thrive, if they're not giving us a schedule that we can live with, then how are we supposed to be having the quality of life and just working a job?
Agreed.
Yeah. I got no notes on that one.
I just feel like it was important to take it back to that.
Yeah.
Because it's so important.
Agreed.
And it is true now that with some of the things that happened because of the pandemic, employees are realizing that they have some power there to say, no, this is not acceptable. I can't live like this. So if you want me to work for you, we need to figure this out.
Yep.
As a side note, I had a student the other day that says schedule with a Z, and it was driving me crazy. Like, you said schedule, and it just popped. Yeah, schedule. It was like with a Z or something. And
no,
as somebody,
absolutely not.
No. I mispronounced my S's and Z's bad when I was young, so I'm not making fun of it or anything. But it sounded very intentional from this student, like they were trying
to
do it.
That feels pretentious.
Yeah, it really was too much.
Talk a lie.
Yes. Appreciate the call. You have a safe good morning out there.
You too.
Thank you. Best listeners in radio, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for calling up and joining the conversation. Feel free to do that, everybody. Call up. We'd love to hear from you. Coming up at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, Addison is going to join us, Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen of 2024. We're going to get to know Addison a little bit. Looking forward to that. We'll also have some other fun stuff for you, but I want to touch on this one real quick. Here are a few interesting things. Have you ever walked into a job interview and thought, hang on, I don't want to be here? LinkedIn posted an HR guru's list of signs that places you're applying to are a toxic workplace. Here are some red flags, and I think this goes right in line with what the caller was just saying.
Exactly.
The whole interview process seems overly long and complicated. It's a sign that they're not very organized, and if they don't value your time now, they probably won't once you're hired.
Long and complicated, though. Have you ever applied for a state job, James?
I was gonna bring it up. Yeah, not a state job, but I was gonna bring up long and I've heard that with my mom has, and she's told me about that. Yeah.
That's a very involved process.
I think it really does depend on what's going on. Like something like that, I think we all understand. Okay, well, this is going to take a while. That's you know, understandable. It's a big database. There's a lot of people. But when the interviewer is asking you like 90 questions, and all of them, they're like basically like the math problem, like problem solving questions we got in math class and stuff. If you did this and did this and did this, what would you do then? And these scenarios that probably will never happen.
If that's happening at a Taco Bell, maybe don't work there.
Yeah, right. That's the other thing too. It's the business that's applying. There is a fantastic, wonderful, one of the most funny, smartest, well-written bits I've ever seen on Mr. Show, where they're doing this lie detector test of this guy, and they ask him all these crazy questions, and he keeps like answering yes, and it's true, and like no way that can't be true, and at the end of it, they're like, okay, and you're applying to Shippy Shoes, like it's like. The type of questions are important. And not wasting a because if they're willing to waste their time, I can't imagine how valuable they're going to make mine. They can't tell you exactly what you'll be doing. It's a sign you'll be wearing lots of hats and doing stuff that's outside of your job description. My cousin Michael is in our armed forces, and he is a linguist. The last I heard, I think he knows 12 or 13 different languages.
Impressive.
We never know what he's doing. We never have any idea. Michael's somewhere. Like, that's it. Like, we're just wishing him well, praying for him and all that, but we never know where he is. That's different than this.
Because sometimes having a varied and, wearing a lot of different hats can be fun, because every day is different, but within reason.
Yeah.
Like, you need to know what you're doing so that you can do your job well, as opposed to, here's this task, accomplish it.
Yeah. Ow,
I don't know. Good luck.
And I think it's noteworthy too. I don't know that I'll ever have worked a job, and I don't know anybody who has worked a job where everything you were hired for is all you do. Like, there's always stuff that gets added on. That's the day and age we live in. I think it's always been that way, but certainly in the time that I've been working, I've never had a job where I was hired to do this and this, and that's all I did.
That doesn't exist.
The interviewer badmouths the company, the boss, or past employees.
That's a red flag run.
That's crimson right there. That is, that is a deep red flag. It's a sign of morale is low, or there's a lack of trust in general.
There's something going on there. You don't want to be involved in.
Like, if the guy interviewing you, leans over and, run. All right, I'm out. Yeah, then seems like a...
Now you're in a horror flick.
Seems like a bad side. Have you ever had anything like that? Because I can think of one job. I was a bouncer at a bar in DeKalb for a year or so. And it's still the worst interview I think I've ever had. The boss was... not only really, really insulting on a very negative, deep level that I won't get into. And that's in the interview process. And the way he was treating the employees, while he's yelling at them while he's interviewing me. But I needed the job. I needed the bad, so I took it and everything. And yeah, it was nuts. I wouldn't say it's the worst job I ever had, but it's up there. It was up there. And it was all because of the boss. The job itself actually wasn't that bad. I only had in the year I worked there, I only had like two or three incidents where I had to throw people out or had any knuckleheads or anything. It was actually a pretty cool time, except for the boss. The boss was horrible.
Yeah, well, you know, I did have one job one time where I had three bosses, and that was rough.
Yeah.
Because you get one thing from one boss, and you get something else from another boss, and if something went wrong, then you had to sit and be, I would say, maybe counseled is the right word, by all three of them. And that was intimidating.
Yeah, I can only imagine, yeah. Now, that's something I think a lot of us can relate to, where we've worked a job where the hierarchy isn't very clear, or we don't, hey, who do I answer to, or who do I go to with this, or something. And that's that could be just as much of a nightmare as some of this other stuff we're talking about.
Yeah.
And finally, they heavily emphasize how much of a family they are. It can be a sign.
When you lean on that too hard, it's like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah. It can be a sign that the work-life balance is bad and they expect you to work long hours for a, quote, love of the company. It can also mean raises don't come very often.
Mm. We expect you to work, you know, like you're in this for everything.
Mm-hmm.
We are your family. You have nobody else.
It's not a good sign if you sign up with the company and a couple days later they change your last name to the name of the company. That's probably not like that's a little deep.
And they put a bed in your office.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, here's a cot. Wait a minute.
And these are your shackles, and you're never leaving.
They take your punch card because you're not checking out. You're not.
You don't need a key.
You don't need that. Look, we're trying to save you money. You don't need your apartment anymore. You just live here.
Oh, boy.
Finding that balance, I think it is one of the biggest storylines of every one of us going forward. Finding that work-life balance, finding good employment. These are all big, big storylines going into this year and forward. Because we've gotten through the part of the great migration of a lot of people choosing passions over jobs or careers over jobs. Some of that worked out, some of it didn't. But now you've got this data to go along with. That intent is still there. That feeling is still there. So
that empowerment of the employees,
yes,
it's still there, and it's still something that even if there are people out there who are like, well, there's no way if I don't go to this job every day, I won't make enough to pay my bills. So I can't even take the time to look for something else. You know,
yeah,
I mean, so
yeah,
there is some of that out there still too.
And to the caller's point earlier, I think that the smart businesses out there have caught on to that, have realized that. It's really easy to look at the world, look at the corporate world, look at all the business world and say that it's all negative or anything. There's a lot of smart and good owners out there, bosses out there, managers out there who are paying attention, who are good at what they do. And you can tell because their businesses are still around.
Well, and they realize that valuing your employees goes a long ways toward them valuing their job and working for you. You know, it's a mutual relationship here of respect that needs to come from both sides, because if you don't invest in your employees, they're not going to invest in you.
Mm-hmm. Well said. It is also noticing what you said about the employees and the power. That I think is noteworthy too, and noticeable in part because, again, so many of these businesses that are still around. Amazon's got a lot of work to do with the way they treat their employees, but they've made some strides, and you can tell because they still have employees. Like, it's not to say that, you know, there's billions of jobs and people can just apply for any of them or anything. But jobs like that, we're seeing the people that that can work those jobs aren't staying with that. They'll go to the post office. They'll go to this place. They'll go to another place. It's not the case always. And so they made changes.
Yep.
We will see how far that goes, though. We'll see. I'm hopeful. I'll say that much. I'm very hopeful about that. Here's hoping. I did want to wrap up the hour talking about the MJ Illusion, reliving the King of Pop. MJ the Illusion is a one-of-a-kind music concert that will take you on a journey through the music, performance, and visuals of the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. Michael Wright did his homework on this one.
Mm-hmm. And that's taking place this Thursday, right?
Yeah, this Thursday at the Performing Arts Center right here in Rapids. You can get your tickets to take to the performance. The show will be at 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center at 1801 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can get your tickets at saveofthearts.com, saveofthearts.com, or give them a call at 715-424-2787, 424-2787.
If you're an MJ fan, this is one you don't want to miss.
Yeah. Michael Knight did an amazing job. Not only learning from Travis Payne, the choreographer, and Seth Riggs, a vocal coach, both working with Michael Jackson for a long time and then worked with Michael so that he could give you the best performance possible. You want to go to this show, get your tickets at saveofthearts.com, everybody, and call up right now, 424-2600, 715-424-2600.
Giving them away?
Yeah, we're giving a pair away. Let us know your favorite Michael Jackson song, and you'll have these tickets. They're all yours. Awesome. And again, go to saveofthearts.com to get them yourself. Get more tickets. Mm-hmm. We will come back, and we're going to have Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen Addison joining us coming up on the morning.